Service, United Way Partner.
You're listening to KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guest is here to give us the wildlife roundup. Welcome, Abby McAllister.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Yeah, thanks for being here. Abby, you work for Alaska Department of Fish and Game as Education and Outreach Specialist for Southeast Alaska. Tell me a little bit about what that entails.
Sure. I mean, basically, my job is to kind of help communicate information coming out of the department with the public. I facilitate a lot of outdoor skills classes. I do a lot of bear education, wildlife safety all throughout the region. And I also helped connect educators with all of our wildlife resources that we have for folks to check out because we have a plethora of hands-on stuff, whether it's furs or skulls or kits, a lot of stuff there for folks. So I try to help educators get connected to those types of things.
And as part of that, you get to do appearances like these on Juno Afternoon.
Absolutely.
What a great job. You're here about once a month to let us know what's happening with local wildlife. I thought it would be pretty quiet this time of year, but there's actually quite a bit on your list. So let's jump in.
Sure.
What's up with bears?
So this is the time of year. It is late November. We're heading right into December. And most people would say, you know, bears are asleep by now. Homeowners and can breathe a little bit easier, you know. People can put out their bird seed, all that stuff. But in fact, as I found out yesterday in the field, they are not quite asleep yesterday. They're not quite asleep yet. Yeah, we were pulling some equipment from the field, and some of our equipment was located near a bear den, and the bear was in the den, but not entirely asleep.
Oh.
So we're guessing that that's probably the case for most bears, especially if they hang out at lower elevations. This guy was up quite high. So, yeah, just a reminder, not only to homeowners, you know, I'm always talking about securing your attractants, but also to hunters. You know, hunters are out there in the field. Right now is fantastic deer hunting weather. But just hunters, be aware, you know, make sure that you are extra cautious, extra vigilant. If you do harvest an animal, just make sure they're always like looking around, you know. Don't just have your head down while you're cleaning that deer. Make sure that you're constantly kind of looking around and make sure you keep your firearm close by.
Act as if they are still awake.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Where did you see the bear, if you don't mind me asking?
Oh, yeah. No, it's fine. We were over on Admiralty.
Oh, okay.
So high densities of bears in general. But
yeah,
that one was still not quite all the way asleep.
Did he come out?
We just we came around the edge of where his den was, or her den. We're not sure. But my partner was out there, and she went to reach up for the trail camera and looked down and jumped because all she saw was a head and an ear, and then it started to turn its head toward her, and that was the last thing she felt like seeing or needed to see, and we moved out of there pretty quick.
She backed off. Okay.
Yeah.
Good job being safe and careful. Okay, so that's bears.
Yeah.
Next is trapping season, which started the first of this month.
That's correct.
So tell me more.
Yeah, so I always want to just remind you know, folks out there, especially those who like to recreate during our winter months, that it is trapping season. And trapping season for some species opens November 1. And then it kind of staggers, the openings stagger into December, depending on the species. And then they all kind of end, you know, in spring sometime. Again, depending on species. But, you know, we just want trail users to know that, hey, it is open season. So if you venture too far afield, you know, and you have an animal with you, make sure that you keep them close, keep them on a leash, you know, if you can, or at least make sure that they have, respond to voice commands and whatnot. You know, if you're on a trail like Perseverance, or if you're on a trail like Salmon Creek or Sheep Creek, those all have closures on them to trapping. But we just want to make sure that folks know that it is open season. And if you want more information about specifics, we have a lot of information on our website or in the trapping regulations. So and also, you know, if you run into a situation where your pet does get stuck in a trap, we have some resources for folks to understand how to get your pet out.
Yeah, just today, and it had nothing to do with this interview, but I saw someone sent me a video from the Alaska Department of Fish and Game about how to get your dog out of a trap.
Yeah.
And I watched it. It was great. I just adopted a dog. We've been going out hiking a lot.
Congrats.
Thank you. and I'm really glad I watched it, because now I know what to do, and I would not have known if I hadn't watched it.
Yeah. Yeah. There are a couple little tricks. We show those in the video. And then if, you know, you want to carry something in your pocket, we also have a little fold-out brochure that you can pick up in any of our offices. And that also gives you step-by-step instructions. And that's something you can carry in your pack, carry in your pocket, what have you, when you're out in the field, too.
Great.
Yeah.
And trapping season closes late spring.
Yeah, again, depending by species.
And traps are usually set about 50 feet off the trail or more?
Or more, yeah. Okay. It depends on the species and the type of trap. But again, you know, if folks are really curious, the regulations outline all of that. And then, you know, a couple things to note, you know, fishing game, we have our own specific closures off of trails. But then CBJ, on CBJ trails, they have an even broader swath of closures to trap. So folks can be pretty calm walking around town, but on these local trails close by. But just you should just know and be vigilant.
Yeah, I think it's a great thing to bring to people's minds. All right. And so you guys have a social media presence. That's on your list of things to talk about.
It is.
Facebook,
yeah.
And Instagram.
Yeah. So, you know, it's not new to most folks, but it is new to Fish and Game to a degree. We now have a regional Southeast Alaska Fish and Game Wildlife page. It's still a little bit in its infancy, but you can find us by searching ADF&G Southeast Alaska on Facebook. And I moderate the page and I post lots of events and little kind of tidbits about our wildlife and cool facts about what we're doing in the field, or little, you know, factoids about, oh, by the way, we're starting our moose surveys, which is what we're doing right now, actually.
Yeah.
And talk a little bit about why it's important to count moose from the air in this area, and why we need a decent amount of snow cover, because, you know, that bush down there could be mistaken for a furry animal if we don't have enough snow to cover it up. So, and of course, animals give off body heat, so they don't typically have a coating of snow on them. So they show up pretty well. Yeah, but I'll share fun facts on that page. And then again, you know, whenever there's any kind of news that we want to share with people of the region, we'll put it there. And yeah, it's a good way to keep up on stuff happening.
Yeah, I better check it out.
Too.
And speaking of the moose survey, that is happening. What is it exactly, and how do people participate?
Yeah, well, so we mostly just let folks know that we are going to be doing surveys from the air of moose and also goats. And so, you know, we'll do those in Gustavus. We'll do those in Haines, around Yakutat, and kind of in the Berners Bay area. And while not all of those areas are close to communities, you know, just the people in Gustavus, we just want them to know that we will be kind of flying overhead. And once we get enough snow, we'll just be counting the animals we can see. And, of course, that's important for us because we do want to know how many are out there and how many males and how many females. It really gives us a better idea of where to set our harvest for next year during hunting season.
So that's what. So you guys are doing that yourself. Do you want people to call in sightings, or?
You know, we do have a wildlife report line, but this one, it's more just kind of FYI. If you see somebody flying around, that's what we're doing.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool. Good to know.
Absolutely.
And then last thing on my list here is harvest reports. Hunters, you want to remind them to submit reports even if they didn't harvest anything.
Yeah, you know, this is the time of year. We still have, you know, deer season is still open and it will be for a while longer. But some of the hunts have already closed. So like moose season, for example, is done in most parts of Southeast Alaska, all parts of Southeast Alaska. But we want to remind folks that they need to be submitting those permits. We want to hear about their hunt. Even if they weren't successful, we do want to know that as well. If you hunted the wetlands, you want to make sure you turn in that registration. That's just the time of year where it's like, okay, tell us how you did. Tell us, you know, how it went. We do ask for information like, where did you go, generally speaking? Mm-hmm. You know, did you harvest? What was the sex of the animal? Stuff like that. And that really, again, helps give our biologists a good idea of, you know, what kind of hunter influence we might be having on the populations.
Excellent. Well, it just sounds like a good thing to do.
It is, yeah.
Helps everybody. Any classes coming up that you want to talk about?
Gosh, let's see. The next one coming up is just our big That happens in Fairbanks. There is a winter bow course that's going to happen in the interior. But our spring bow course here in Southeast is coming. That's the next big one.
Yeah.
And registration for that opens April 1st online. But other than that, we've pretty much wrapped up our stuff for the season. And we do have our sixth graders at Floyd Dryden are just about to all get hunter certified,
which
is fantastic. Every year, all the sixth graders in Juneau get the opportunity to get their hunter education certification. So
wow.
Floyd Dryden is just about done with their studies. Otherwise, that's about it for classes.
Yeah, quiet winter.
It is. Oh, you know what? Actually, I think in December, there's a hunter ed class. Okay. I think it's December 7th, actually. Thank you for reminding me. I'd have to double check that. But yeah, there is another opportunity for folks to get Hunter Ed certified if they want to.
Okay. Well, I find out about a lot of this stuff through the email that mm-hmm. I receive. So people can sign up for that to get more information. Also the website, now Facebook and Instagram. Yes. Anywhere else people can go to get more information?
You know, we have events calendars on the Fish and Game website, of course. Okay. And folks can always check out those. But really, I'm going to be putting a lot of stuff out on Facebook and Instagram. So that's a really great place to look. And, of course, also any emergency orders that people need to know about, we'll be putting those as well there.
Yeah. Okay. Sounds great. I'm glad you have those pages. I think yeah. they'll be really useful to people.
It's you know, it's been a long time coming, but we have them now, and we're happy to have them out there.
All right. Well, Abby, thanks so much for being here today for another Wildlife Roundup. I really appreciate it. Anything we missed? Anything you want to add?
That's it. Thanks so much for having me.
See you next month.
All right.